Steal This Beer, a candid weekly discussion about beer, over beer, by a couple of guys that think about beer way too much.
Hey y'all, it is 5 o'clock on Monday. We are stealing beer. I'm Augie Carton. Across from me, Catty Corner, is John Hall.
That's a good word.
On my right is Justin Kennedy.
What's up?
On my left is B-Cast, tweaking our ass across the crossfader, giving y'all a peace sign. And directly, straight across from me, is Jeff Chief O'Neill, meaning we just got older, John Hall.
We sure as
right
hell
now,
feel
this
it.
Just happened
yeah,
right in front of us.
We're feeling it.
We have Chief back. Welcome back, Chief.
Thank you for having me back, guys.
Thanks for coming
it's
back.
Such an honor to celebrate your second anniversary with you. How many shows is that?
104.
Too many. How many?
You will
many?
Be the 104th show.
104.
So 103.
So you've really
too many.
Done one every week.
We've done one every week.
Yeah.
One has
yeah,
come
yeah,
out
yeah,
every
yeah,
week.
That's great.
Except for 1 week we missed, I think.
That's really
Man,
something.
We don't talk about that out loud.
It was Jesus a holiday Jesus. Weekend.
As the
no, we've put something out every time.
That's not true. There was 1 week we missed.
No, Brian and
Step
I recorded one
game.
On that Memorial
nope.
Day.
It's not true.
Right. What weekend did we miss? Give me evidence.
We started off
is
strong.
Is he telling me the truth?
Fellas, we started off strong.
We started off strong, and then Justin just derailed us in minute one.
Columbus Day 2015, I think, is when we didn't release an episode.
Why are we still talking about
this? I had
this
nothing to do with
when
that.
Chief is
like
here,
that.
And
Let's
he's got things to say.
Yeah, Chief is very exciting. So, Chief, when we first met, when we first met on episode one.
On yeah.
Wait, no, this is fun for a timeline yeah. of hiring. When we okay. first met on episode one, you were announcing your new brewery, Industrial Arts.
Yeah.
When we last had you on episode 52, you brought Sophia, who yeah. you just had, you had
she,
just added to
yeah,
to manage.
She started
is that
like
we call
the next day. Yeah, right. She's our general manager.
And you had picked a space and you'd ordered
yeah.
equipment and it was coming.
We had been, actually, no, we had been in 6 months and we had Germans. We
right.
were doing programming.
But I thought it wasn't delivered yet. Is
yeah,
that right?
No,
no, it was.
To
we
were, guests
yeah.
of the show. Yeah.
We, I remember specifically right. saying, right. you know, that we had some Germans visiting and that they were getting
right.
us online
okay, so
with the
were,
programming
right,
and we
right.
were probably really close to doing water a water brew by then.
Right. And Ooh. Now, another year later, almost to the day, give or take, because we are recording this, just so everybody knows, we're recording this on a day where we're all going to go drink at New York right. City Brewer's Choice,
right.
which
right. which
but
is
a
where
year
we,
which
recorded
happens
the, we recorded the show there.
Yeah. yeah. So, but we always record these a little early. Your show won't
right.
come out till March, but
it
because
is,
we started
March,
with
bro.
You... I mean, till the end of March.
Yeah.
We
but it's fairly exciting, though, because it's yeah. a year later, and now
yeah.
you're out of business.
yeah. I got a
Ladies
brew
and gentlemen, John
anybody
Hall.
Need
Sunrise,
anybody
sunset.
Need a
yeah.
brum, lightly brum,
John Hall. And I've been up twice now, once as a drunk and once as a father. The drunk was much
Are you
more
still in trouble for that?
Every time. Yeah. Jesus, you get me wasted. I like your beer, dude. That helps. But
Budweiser.
So let Yeah, right? You brought us Budweiser. No, it's a little too skunky for Budweiser.
Heineken.
Could be Heineken. Haven't tasted it yet.
so I like that you're wearing shades right now.
Yeah,
because
he looks
this
like Wolfman
like
Jack.
This is like World Series
gentlemen.
Of Poker right now,
yeah.
where you're not going to give anything away with the beers that
yeah.
you brought. Although there's a good guess that you
it's
have
not
no
Heineken.
Idea what you
it's
brought
It's a little
right
too
now.
Sweet for the two you said.
Okay, I haven't tasted it.
Yeah, taste.
I'm just going by aroma.
Taste, I like it. But yeah, it's definitely lager.
With a little bit of light struck to it. But it does have some a little good hop character to it on the end, but it fades super fast.
As I think it should. It smells ashy, so it's a Pilsner, right? That's why I always smell ash on Pilsner yeast.
You're getting there.
It's a milk stout.
yeah, there's...
You guys
Boy,
are four
this
minutes
is the fastest
in
we've ever gotten into a beer. I
right.
Just
yeah,
have to
right.
Say.
Yeah, well, that's because he's been here three times. He knows.
Right. We
oh,
have
yeah,
you nothing
tired
to talk
right?
about.
Tired
of
just, well, allow me to explain for the thieves who are new in year two on episode 104. The whole concept of
the
show we started with Chief 2 years ago was that we were just going to have a candid conversation, brewers, beer industry people, and we're going to record it and to facilitate that candidness. The guest was going to bring a beer John and I don't know. We drink it blind out of opaque glasses, so we don't even know a color. And we're here to talk about what beer is and not what we wish it was or what we heard it would be or if it looks better on Instagram than in our black glass. Justin, shh.
Sorry, guys.
Don't be rude. Anyway, Chief, so let's talk about it. So you're now in stores. Have you canned yet, or is it all crowlers?
We're gonna drop cans like tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
Four New York City craft brewers.
We're pouring cans at the event tonight.
Wait,
do you have labels?
Why?
Now?
Wait, no. I have a serious brewer to brewer question. Why is that? Isn't it just easier to bring a sixtel every time somebody asks me to bring cans?
Do you think it's easier to bring a
really
jockey
do.
Box a and
jockey,
a gas tank?
Yes. One car comes from the brewery to the event.
Yeah, I'm trying to get away with. I'm trying to get away with no car at the end of the night.
That's what employees are for, dude. Hire a person. But what I'm saying is, the car has to come from the brewery with the cases in it.
Yeah, I have my delivery guy deliver them.
But why can't I deliver it? Oh, because you need to take it home.
Why are you shitting on my?
I'm
festival?
Not shitting. I'm asking an important question.
Why are we
still
talking
question.
About this?
Because I need to know.
Good lord.
Maybe I'm doing it wrong. I'm still
you
new
are.
To this
You're
whole
doing
brewery
it wrong.
Thing. I should be bringing cans.
We're trying to
out of stuff to talk
but
about.
But I'm always afraid to run out of cans. People get so mad when you run out of shit.
Well, like, don't you run out of beer when you have draft beer?
I try
Isn't
not
your
to.
Goal to run
out of beer?
No, it's
my not goal
my
is
goal. To run out of beer
my goal
30
is...
minutes before the end of the festival. Every time.
See, that's
whether or not you have to break the taps
that's
or not.
Genius,
yeah.
That's genius marketing. I want anybody that wants my beer to walk up, grab one, drink it, and not have had any complication of their thought about my beer.
But oh.
That's
but
I'm, so but like to
I make
learn.
Very complicated so we're, beers, we're, though. You don't add a wrinkle to your wasabi green apple sour.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. So we are also trying to emphasize that we're going to start selling cans this week.
Yeah, no, I
and
like
make
that.
People aware of that. And
what's the beer going to be? Tools of the Trade?
We're going to pour Tools of the Trade and the current state of the art, number 68, which is a honey IPA.
Now, let's talk about that, because that's a thing even I, as your friend and cohort, didn't truly understand. The numbers on State of the Art is the number of brew through the system. There haven't been 68 State of the Arts.
68 worts.
68 worts.
So it's like the batch number out of the automation. In the
right, but
yeah.
But that's so when you see 68 and 91,
yeah.
You didn't miss 20.
Right. Right? 85 just, is next.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So that's an important thing for those of you looking to collect Chiefs beers. Don't think you need 1 through 68.
Go
you
ahead.
Need
try,
about
try to
seven.
Find them, actually.
Catch them all.
Dude, that's how fakes start.
Wow. Remember back when Augie used to play Pokemon
Dude,
Go
I played Pokemon
the show?
On my way here.
That was last show, John.
Yeah, it was last
Hold
show.
Hold on. Pokemon. Wait, let's let it load up. I'll tell you what I caught on my way here. John, have you gotten any of Industrial Arts Tasty Bevies?
I have not yet.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a definite... Oh, look, I'm about to go to a Pokestop. Two great balls and a potion. So you haven't had any? And I'm over-umming.
You haven't
you
had any?
No, not yet.
Really?
No,
and you're not coming with us tonight because you're on baby watch.
I am on baby watch. Yeah. So I will... I'll try to get up there soon. Are your doors stroller accessible?
They are. Yeah.
Awesome.
My babies have crawled all over.
We're really
my baby
child,
has been
dog
there
friendly.
Well.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, my dog's not friendly, so my dog's not.
Don't bring your dog.
But I'll bring
keep
the
your
kid.
Dog home.
There's still hope that the kid will be friendly. We'll
yeah,
work
yeah.
on that as hard as we can.
I don't think there's any hope that your child
easy,
is going to be friendly.
Easy.
You're not a friendly person.
Fuck off.
You're mean. See, that's case in point. Anyway, so let's get back to this. I'm going with lager. I'm going with
I'm going Pilsner route. There's something Pilsner or Kell-ish about this. And I know I said that the last time around, but I've been drinking a lot of it recently. Victory Prima Pils falls into this category as well. It's definitely classic. There's not a lot of bells and whistles to it.
The hops are bigger than the beers I think you're talking about, but the malt's right. Remember last time I thought the malt was wrong for that flavor profile?
No, I don't
the
remember.
The malt's super clean, out of the way, dry, barely even crackery. Just right
little
there.
Crackery.
Little crackery, but barely. Yeast is doing that Pilsner thing. No. And that's all it's doing for me, but in a pronounced big way.
Yeah.
And then I've just got... The problem is I don't know my classic hops like I know my American hops, but it just tastes classic. Like, if you told me this was Tet or Holler Tower or even Fuggle, I'd be like, sure.
Yeah.
And
to that point, though, there's not a lasting bitterness on this beer.
But the mouthfeel is an alcohol level 5 to 6, not clean, fast, little Pilsner, and not... Monster American doing a Pilsner. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Thank you. And you know it can't be your beer, right?
It's not
you
my
didn't
beer.
Whip up a lager.
No.
You know how I can tell?
No.
It doesn't taste
we
like
do
Red
have
Death Shots.
We do have a pills coming out.
Right on. Ooh, that I can't wait.
We brewed it the other day.
Awesome.
And are you going to can it?
We are.
All right, so
hell yes, we
this
are.
Is an excuse for you to come brew a carton because I want to drink that beer out of cans.
Your own beer.
You can do it with a straw in a bottle. We were talking about that on an episode recently. I'll show you how at the event. Anyway, all right, so I'm drinking this while I brew a Chief.
I'm drinking, this is a classic stoop beer for me. This is a 72 and sunny outside, and I'm going to have a couple of these while watching Jersey City pass me by.
Well, can we go for the reveal?
You can go for the reveal.
Can we invite the guys from Threes when we brew that
beer?
Oh,
yay! Ooh. I love those guys.
Nice.
Vliet. And it's,
is this one that you can pre-order?
It's like 5 or 5.5. So yeah, I'm 100. Do you know if it's Tettnanger?
We'll see them tonight. We can find out.
Yeah, but the people on the show
I think
won't
it's
know
probably a mix.
Remember.
I think it's probably a mix.
But you think it's
I think just in conversations I've had with Greg, they have a number of noble hops.
I love that he does. I love that he does lagers, and I love more that he does lagers well. So have you brewed with them yet?
Yeah.
I know your face has been popping up.
In fact, 2/15/17. So this is only a couple weeks old.
This tastes great.
Someone that used to work with works there now, right?
It was, the first collaboration that we did was actually there. We made a beer there almost 2 years ago now called Just Add Water.
Okay,
like
I remember
a
that.
Mango
beer. I remember
beer.
That. I think you gave me that. I don't think they did.
Maybe. It was a draft. I mean, they only had it only there.
For whatever reason, I had it. I was with you somewhere.
Okay. I've been drinking a lot of this beer lately.
Yeah, this is a brewing beer. This is a very good brewing beer. Actually, when you brewed this, when you canned this, Cass, you brought me a case of this one, or was it their other lager like this? The hoppier
so
one.
So, Brian, were you there when they ran this? Yeah. So, Brian here.
Brian cans most
Brian
of our
made,
favorite
Brian
beers.
Made this.
Brian, I don't know if Brian's Brian in any way choosy about who he cans.
Yeah.
But I like the beers Brian cans more often than not. I don't know if he's just lucky.
Let's talk about the Threes guys. They're the best.
We can talk about them, but I want to talk about the one no one wants to talk about. Other half. You did a brew with them real recently. Nummy Nug.
Never heard of them.
That was you?
Nummy Nug.
Did I make that up?
No,
that is
you,
right?
You got it, yeah.
Cuz what I loved about that, right? Cuz there's their thing, which in Augie words is a bit of an oniony dank thing, and your thing, which is a flowery dank thing. Came together very well in that
beer.
I could
nice
taste
beer.
Both of you in that. It's not often when you get, especially in the world of pales.
Yeah.
I mean, you're both very good pale brewers, I imagine you could collaborate well.
Double IPA.
But you know what I mean? There's the dime a dozen. Just add water. Copy and paste. I mean, I get the joke. But what I'm saying is, when I drank it, it was like at EBF or something, and I was like, "Is this the one you do with Chief?" And they're like, "How'd you know?" I was like, "It just tastes like a Chief beer." And they're like, "Yes," and that was fun.
I just like hung out and drank beer there all day, so maybe it's just a.
But you clearly
proximity.
Wrote the recipe.
Maybe
it's did you guys fuck around with the temperature for
not much,
for
no.
Whirlpool or anything?
And in fact, you know the story. Like, it's a revisitation of a beer we brewed at Peekskill just before Other Half opened, and they were
when they couldn't find tanks.
They couldn't find.
Yeah,
they couldn't get their boiler.
They
couldn't get their boiler approved or whatever, and I think they were getting real restless about it. And Sam and Matt approached me about making a beer so they'd have something for their friends and family, like holiday party.
I know.
So we made that about 3 years ago, a little over 3 years ago.
I like it a lot. And it's the same recipe. It hasn't changed?
No, totally different beer. This
okay,
one
I was going to say, dude.
Totally different beer. And in fact,
it
I mean.
It tasted very current.
There was
like
not,
it tasted
yeah,
very,
I mean,
it didn't taste like Peekskill Chief. It tasted like Industrial Arts Chief.
At the time of that brew, I mean, Other Half had no identity, you know.
Right, until you guys said yes, we had them coming to us.
So
I'd give them a
tank.
So the
one that we made a few years back was Nuggy Num Num. And that came from Nugget, Atanum, and Magnum. Right?
Oh, it's even better than I thought it was. I just thought we were making another weed joke as
no,
we were.
No, man. Not this time.
So
maybe
this
in
is
a few
Nummy
minutes.
Nug Nug, so it's Atanum, Nugget, and.
This has some Atanum and Nugget, and I think a little bit of Magnum, and then some other Southern Hemisphere stuff. Yeah.
Nice. That's the right season for those. Paul, you're good
yes,
with
sir.
Vliet, right? You like it?
Yeah.
It's a good beer, right? This is the kind of beer. So when we started
this
show
this
2 years
I live,
ago.
I would sit on the stoop and drink this.
Yeah.
But the, you know.
You can't get this where you live?
No. This doesn't come to Jersey.
Yeah.
He lives right
and,
here.
And I sure as hell don't go to Brooklyn.
At
well.
Beer table. in the World Trade Center, because that's where I got this.
Oh, yeah?
Nice. And they wanted me to give them a plug.
Hey, Beer Table. We like them. They're good. They're great.
Well done. Well done.
But yeah. And boy, are you smooth.
Oh, yeah, man, I'm
working it right in.
I'm a pro.
Boy, are you smooth with them plugs.
Are those Ray-Bans that you're wearing right now? Yeah. we're just going to start going through all of your labels now.
So sooner or later, somebody will send us a check. Yeah. But when you and I started this 2 years ago.
Yeah, I have no memory of that, but yeah.
But the conversation you were having, like your side of our conversations, were about pretty easy to drink, well-constructed, simple beers like that.
Yes.
How do you feel about the fact that Chief, 104 episodes later, brought one in from a local guy right in New York City? I think, in my guess, it's a little bit bitter for your taste.
No.
But it seems to be exactly the beer you were telling me 2 years ago the world needed to be making. How does it make you feel that it's been made and the Chief brought it? Because, come on, it's Chief. We expect IPAs, right?
Yeah.
Really?
That's not what IPAs.
I brought Torpedo last time.
But last time you brought Torpedo, and it was one of those, hey, you know, I always see you as a mentor in the business, but it was one of those, hey, kid, don't forget the classics moments in my beer education.
You know
what I mean? Like,
sure.
I remember those tasting notes. Being like, it smells like weed, but it smells like something. It's something I would definitely like to have around the house. I would drink a lot of it. It's a little strong for me, that's what you're saying. And then it was Torpedo. I was like, oh, of course it fucking is, because I am a direct on the family tree of craft brewers. I'm directly a Ken line, right? So that makes sense. But yeah, like I'm talking to Hull here, because Hull, when I was saying, no, you're wrong, everything needs its own name, fantasy, everybody should be doing creative shit, let's put as much shit in the mash tun as we can, let's break the boundaries of the Rahatska boat, he's saying, fuck you, make a Rahatska boat beer.
I'm saying make both. And I think
there's
that
a place for
all. Now I you're saying that. But now. What I'm saying is at the time you were making that case and it just happened.
Sure.
I think you've won.
No, I
think you won and I lose.
Well, I think everybody wins.
Everybody wins.
Make good,
stop
clean
being
beer.
A hippie.
No,
but
I
do think that there is room for both. But I do think that brewers, thanks, Justin. I think that brewers really need, or brewers have changed. The shift has happened in the last 2 years, certainly, and certainly over the last 4 or 5 years, where there was that rush to the extreme, to the, you know, and think about when you opened 5 years ago with Carton, of just, you were running in that direction of let's go crazy, let's go nuts, let's like try to do all this stuff while still making flavorful beer. Don't get me wrong on that, but as you want to grow and as brewers want to go, they realize that they have to go to a simple pilsner that tastes good, that's clean, that's not going to have any huge detectable flaws. And we both picked up Lightstruck a little bit when we first tasted it. But that's, which is weird because it's in a can.
No, it's just like a big 60-minute edition. It's a big 60-minute edition. That's all.
But
that
at at this point, though, brewers are really embracing that more and more, and we're seeing it with not only the larger players but the smaller players as well, that as breweries are more acceptable for people to go and hang out at, and more people who have not been into craft are discovering that there's a whole new beer world out there. If you want people to spend time at your brewery, and if you want them to spend money on you, you need something that appeals to everybody and not just the panzanella salad beer.
And I think this style of beer also appeals to the over-educated who have already gone over the hump and are now like looking for something that is technically well-made and like you can drink 3 or 4 and like not have to scrape yourself off the bed more.
Right. So based on what you were just saying about 2 years ago, to go back to where I was, and Chief, I'm going to want to know where you fall on this thought process, but when I started Carton 6 years ago, a big part of why I started it was we were the 13th brewery in New Jersey, right behind Michael Caine, who was only 2 weeks before me. He was 12,
there were
I was 13 12 in 2011.
Breweries in the state, six
and
times.
One
what
of those
is
AB Bud,
how many
83.
Now? 83.
But a lot of those are smaller than 5 barrels.
Yeah, sure.
But there's a lot more people making flavors. But so when I started because it was easy for me to get 60 flower power, nugget, and, you know, Brooklyn, and I couldn't get Flying Fish because they were a Philly-centered New Jersey brewery. So we were starting as a New Jersey brewery. We did start with Boat, which I thought was truly revolutionary, and Oda, which was just meant to be Jersey's double IPA. Then, like I said, within a year, there were a bunch of breweries, and they were all making double IPAs and a stout and a porter. So that, I felt, gave me the liberty to go really fuck around. And I really started doing very weird things because people were making...
So did you not set out to make...
Well, except
mushroom
the boat.
Beer?
Except the boat was the first mushroom beer in our catalog, right? Nothing like Boat existed. But once I could get dependably a good IPA in town, once my cane started making head high, I didn't need to go make a second, third, fourth. It's a fantastic beer. What I'm saying is, we made O-Dub because Head High didn't exist. Had Head High existed, and we'd have never made O-Dub.
You launched with that beer?
We launched with Boat and O-Dub. Those were our two beers, right? And then we have our stout. But as I was saying, like, we still very much focus on keeping the lean on beers available, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have our Red Rye returning, our Hop Pun, our stout, our basically our porter, which is BDG. Those five beers, once they existed, we started fooling around. And what we probably would have fooled around with were IPAs because that's what was exciting, but people quickly came online with that, so we went crazy. Now that I've been going crazy for 5 years and everybody's going crazy, now I'm pulling back and wanting to make just a straightforward stout and a decent pale. Like that, what was that British pale we had?
This is our mission, is to make...
But that's your thing. So what I'm saying is, as a guy with a lot more time in the industry and a lot more, you know, at the cutting edge of over late hopping IPAs 20 years ago, who now sees where that's gone, who's now decided the world needs beers you buy at gas station and drink. You know what I mean? Over compared to the time. You know what I mean? Extra hopping.
Sure.
Double dry hopping.
Yeah,
but what I'm saying is, now being a guy that made a decision that it'd be much cooler to get a fresh, good beer in a gas station out of a can than to, you know, own the top spot on the 250 anymore.
Yeah, I mean,
how's that play out for you? Where was those decisions? What is Industrial Arts doing? Are you paying any attention to fashion, or are you just like, fuck it, I want this pale with this hop this time?
I mean, it's hard not to be conscious of some of the more hyped peers that we have, right? Like, it's hard not to see the successes that they're having at retail, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's a really appealing thing.
Yeah.
But
they're all your proteges. Everybody I think of, at least south of some point in the middle of New York.
Really flattering.
Everything south of Ithaca, we all spend a lot of time drinking Chief beers.
Right on. That's nice to hear. But it's kind of back through the looking glass, you know? Like, I want to turn people on to technique, right?
Right,
like
on.
And to process and to the less sexy parts of brewing, right? Like, we're trying to...
What's not sexy about brewing?
Huh?
Who doesn't like moist rubber boots?
That's a fair point.
I'm just asking, because I see it as shiny.
Asking for a friend.
Yeah, and like, you know this, like, the brand kind of evolved based on the space that we wound up in and the facility,
space.
You know, like, what we could do and what we could emphasize. And of course, like, I've always thought it to be totally true that the trick about running a small brewery is de-emphasizing your weaknesses and playing up your strengths, right? So we're in a market now that's like far more mature than it was even when I set out to start this business. And like, this is what we're trying to foster, is more awareness about technique fastidiousness.
Tenacity.
Yeah, and like, honestly, the wholesale,
the engineer
like,
side,
wholesale
right?
business is not going to work unless we can maximize how much impact we get out of a hop addition, right?
But as a brewer, especially brewers, or as many, you know, there's a couple personality types that are drawn to this. Your artists, your engineers, your chemists. You're saying let's pay a little more attention to the engineer side and less to the chemist and artist side? Because
like, there's a place for everybody at the table that's making something interesting.
All right. Paul, let's move on to two, because we got to keep the show moving, because we all have to go pour beers at an event. I feel like there's a Belgian character to the East on this one, but I feel like it's a similar beer. I'm going to be okay if you tell me this is Orval. It feels like a similar level of hopping, a similar level of crisp bit of crackeriness.
No.
The hop is not as bitter. It's a little more floral. But there's something under there that says to me Belgian yeast.
Yeah.
And it might be even a little bit of Brett finishing, because when I first got it, I thought it would be sour, but it's a very clean, dry ale.
It's a little lemony.
Yeah.
It's not Orval. I thought about bringing Orval.
you should bring Orval just because John hates Orval.
I do not hate Orval. Orval hates me. Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay. I got some very classic Britannomyces characteristics off of it, like right off the bat. It's dissipated a little bit, but it's still sort of there. I also got this sort of jammy thing, this sort of grape jammy, a little bit of like, lemon citrus as well, like lemon peel.
Smell it right now, because mine's going somehow minty right now, as if it was a pearl hop or something.
No, I'm still getting bread. I'm not getting mint.
But there's a little bit of mintiness, like a camphor.
Justin was gargling with Listerine. That might be it.
But that might just be some hop plus a little bit of Brett D. Does that make sense to you, yeah. Chief?
I know what it is. So.
Yeah, but the flavors I'm saying, not the recipe.
The flavors? Yeah,
can
sure.
Can you validate Augie, please?
Like kind of...
please, everybody validate me. Give me the approval I need, John Hall.
Like lemon balmy.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a little bit of that.
Another working beer, though.
Yeah.
That's my sentence. This is another sipping all day working beer. It's going to make you not be thirsty. I don't feel like this beer
is... It's a little expensive to drink like that.
For me.
For me.
Yeah, I was going to say, like,
I'll make it rain up in this bitch, motherfucker. But what I'm saying is I feel like this beer would be just as interesting and fun if I forgot about it for 2 hours and came back warm.
Whereas
Vliet might, needs a chill. If I put this down, if we were doing something and we walked away to talk about something, I was like, fuck that beer. And I went back. I don't feel like this beer bothers me at all at brewery temperature.
There's something really nice about this beer. There's something very familiar about this beer. And it almost, for some reason, it did make me think of Belgium again, but it also made me think of being in at a restaurant where this might be on a bottle list, and it sort of catches my eye, and it's, I haven't had that for quite some time. And if you've just tipped your hand that this isn't an everyday affordable beer, that this might be a nice special occasion out for, those of us who...
Unless you commute by LIRR, apparently.
And this is also one of those, I love those guys' beers.
Okay. Oh. All right. But that you're not always thinking about, that you're not always going to.
Right.
All right.
The Chief knows everybody, so it's unfair. This is a good opportunity, since we just had people screaming in the background, to remind you that we come to you live-ish on tape.
Mondays at 5.
From Barcade in Jersey City, who's very nice to host us.
They're awesome.
And we're having a ball.
We are.
So thank you,
Barcade,
for hosting.
It's like our Today Show studio here. We're right here in the corner.
That's right,
we can
right
see
in the window.
People can walk by and they wave at Augie.
Yeah.
All right, so where are you drinking this?
I told you, I'm going to see this on a menu, and I'm going to treat myself.
What's that food
going
to be, though? Is it just mole frites?
A
or
big
is it...
hunk of cheese.
Oh,
no, you can't do that.
Teasing.
Boring.
I'm teasing.
Maybe
some chocolate?
Not chocolate, no. Some scallops.
That's a joke.
I
like scallops.
I was thinking seafood with this.
But I think it'd handle a fry. I'm not thinking it's nuts to treat it as Belgian.
For sure.
Yeah.
Right? Fries and... Like a lemongrass chili mussels or something?
Right.
That'd be tight. What are you all of a sudden, I'm losing you. See
no,
you later.
No, no, no.
You got the restaurant you're going to?
No, no, no. I was just talking about how this is Windows on the World, and there are two guys who are clearly checking you out, Augie Carton, from the Barrow Street. And
it's my orange beets.
They
I got mad flavor.
They keep saying, it's Augie Carton, it's Augie Carton. They're super, super excited.
There's no way they're saying that when
you
I'm
sure
sitting
they're
at the table
at
with
me.
Chief.
You sure they're not
They might be. Is
There's
that the
no
guy
way.
Who owes us money? all right, I dig this. What are we drinking?
This is
Oxbow Crossfade.
I love those guys.
Okay.
A beer we've had on before.
Yeah.
And you guys
said
Crossfade? Did I say the same exact things?
Okay.
Who was your old brewer, Chief? Matt.
Matt Levy.
Matt Levy brought this beer on the show.
Kidding.
I think he was here.
Was I here?
Yes. Did I say all those things?
I don't
know. Wait, did I say
Good
all
for
those
him.
Things?
Good choice, Matt Levy.
Maybe.
Can anybody tell me if I said those things?
And we started to talk about Matt a few minutes ago.
And Matt Levy probably brewed the last
Matt
beer.
Levy,
Matt
who
tasted.
Now
Matt
Levy
brews at Trees.
Yeah. Yes. Threes. And then
I said it right.
I guess the theme here was that these are two of our very close friend breweries.
Right,
and we've done collaborations with them both. So I like to
So
pick
you're
them out.
Like a non-corporate version of The Lion. David Walker came
correct.
On and brought the sibling brewers.
The point here.
That's tasty. So I should point out now, because I didn't want to do it to Vliet, because I think Vliet did a good job, but we all have in our side glasses hoppy table beer from Allagash, and I think that might have taken down a bit of the Oxbow Saison character.
No, I'm not drinking.
I am.
Didn't have it.
We all are. I know you're being responsible. We're all going to a party, motherfucker. I'm tuning up.
Can't wait for the texts.
You will get them, too. I'm going to Uber you. I'm so like, John, pouring, there's an Uber downstairs. Meet us in Brooklyn.
So Oxbow was at the New York City kickoff.
Are they in New York?
On Saturday. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know that.
And this was the beer that I drank the most of at that event.
And it's like 5%, right? It's a pretty small beer.
I might say on there. Yeah, it's not.
So
it's
is
not,
it in con- is it in constant production? There's no way this is the same bottling that Matt brought on.
That I couldn't say, but I feel like I've seen it around.
Quite a bit, yeah.
Certainly drank it.
Super good. Are they at this thing we're going to?
Could be. I saw Greg, their sales guy, was out last night.
If they are, remind me to compliment them.
I can't remember
on
if
it.
He told me if he was leaving or staying.
Do you remember anything from Craft Beer Week, any of the 5 years you've been involved in it?
little glimpses yes. here and there. Little right. vignettes.
Little bright spots.
Little vignettes.
All right, so let's talk about your building. We didn't get to that. So Industrial Arts has landed on a second or third version of a home. It's in this awesome old industrial complex in upstate New York on a river, and your neighbors are weird knife throwers.
Wait, what?
Or they make knife throwing targets or something.
Sort of.
Go on.
So the site.
Alternative
the
facts.
Site is this
That's
really,
how I think.
We probably talked a lot about this last year, but the site is a.
But now I've seen it, so I know what you're saying.
A nearly 200-year-old factory campus, right? It's all brick. And there's probably like close to 500,000 square feet on the whole site, and there are about 100 other tenants, and it's all kinds of artists.
But they're all arty.
Not all of them. I mean, there's some like warehouse businesses. There's like a popcorn company. There's like
that's arty.
The knife throwing company.
Yeah, there's like a soap company. My electrician is there.
Soap is definitely arty.
But what you're thinking of? But what you're thinking of is that the neighbor above our warehouse, and like. The brewery itself is several different spaces kind of ganged together by chopping open walls and a pipeline. And above our warehouse space is a guy that builds illusions, right? He builds the, you know.
John Hall just said, damn it, he was right.
Not what I said.
That's what you said. I saw
he
you
He builds
say.
The Saw the Lady in Half box, and he's right. like the last guy left around here.
So like the great Throdini would throw knives at something he built.
Sure, I think
By
this
the
guy
way,
just
throw
deserves
Dini
credit.
Yeah, credit. Yeah, I just invented that.
But yeah. in his shop, he's got Last all Halloween, these magnificent, yeah. you know, 50-year-old tools, like jigs and, like, these things, like, unreal, cool,
yeah,
like, real living, like, history type stuff.
It's neat. And they've all accepted you as a neighbor?
Yeah. It's been really, like, really great. And I think it's something that's really going to help turn the site around. It's been kind of blighted for a long time, and
if you're an artist and that's your space,
you know, North
your dream
Rockland
is
County
people are walking by,
yeah,
right?
Totally,
and
totally.
Why would people have come there accidentally prior to Industrial Arts?
Yeah, and we're hoping that there'll be some other sort of complimentary retail businesses
like
that
a
open,
bread
like
business. That's
yeah, like a some kind of cafe or coffee shop, something like that.
One of the times I came up, I stopped off
you
and grabbed one of
that
those
was so
loaves
good.
Of bread from the Danish place,
Agern.
Agern, yeah. And just sat in Chief's Brewery drinking Chief's beer with
like,
a fresh loaf of bread that had just been
bought,
tearing it apart with my hands. I was very happy, Augie, that night. Justin, it's mail time.
You want a letter? How about a letter about double dry hopping again?
Oh, fuck me!
I bet Chief's got. I bet Chief has some.
The worst part is Chief's gonna have a good answer, so the debate will end. It's more fun when I answer.
I just have opinions.
All right, so we got one from I don't even know what this guy's name is.
Way to produce. Hey, guy.
Can you try to read that? It's just
May
an
I
email address.
Show me the.
May I see it? It starts with a J.
Whoever the fuck it is.
And there's an L, and then there's an I.
Dead air.
No, dead air's fine. It's a podcast.
Yeah, no, that's this is why we record at Barcade.
All right, let's call him Jay.
We'll just call him Jay because that's the first letter in the
Hey, Jay. And Jay, the title of your article, if you're the thief wondering if you're Jay, is?
He says, The Double Dry Hop Debacle, DDHD.
Uh-huh.
All right, he says,
so there's coined a term there, hashtag.
Hashtag.
Is this a beer that we're talking about?
Hashtag steal this beer.
Let me catch Chief up before we start.
All right.
So we got a letter with Sam Calagione on the show about double dry hopping.
Okay.
And I said I thought that was a bullshit term without exact context.
Okay.
Have you made a beer you make a single of and double dry hopped it? Have you added a second dry hopping? Have you split down a dry hopping to stretch it over a longer period of time?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you just dry hopped it twice instead of once? Because
and
if
Sam
so,
was like, I dry hop.
No, well, I invented a beer for Sam.
67 times.
He dry hops before he's ever brewed. He's always dry hopping. But I said, what if you took 90 and gave it 9 days of dry hopping and called it 99? The context for splitting the dry hop over 9 days wouldn't make it nine times dry hopped. And that's the conversation, but it's people keep coming back to it because I feel like there are people that have seen double dry hopped on a label and bought it unaware of the fact that they were buying a nonsense term, and now they're upset with me for getting in their kitchen and saying you don't know what those words mean and you're paying for them.
Don't they just want to have fun?
We all just want to have fun. So why buy double dry hopped over hoppy? It means the same exact thing.
So, like, from where I'm sitting, virtually every beer that we make is double dry.
That's what I said. I had Jesse
and
on.
For a very long time.
I had Jesse on. I've never written a recipe that doesn't get two dry hops. And the adjustable second one is to correct what I think happened on the first.
Perfect. All right. Thanks for writing, Jay.
I mean, I...
Fuck you, John Hall.
Should I read the
Sober
letter?
Sober John Hall is the worst John Hall. Go on.
I mean, some of these beers get made so fast that an extra day of dry hopping is like...
Yeah, it would take them right offline. Yeah, like, we dry hop in the morning and at night. It's like milk.
Go on. He's got a point. All right. To get Augie riled back up, I wanted to re-engage on the multiple dry hopping...
Problem solved.
...marketing shenanigans. As a home brewer and thief, I completely am on board with the stance
as a,
of...
Closer to the mic. You're the producer. As a home brewer and thief...
And thief is what means you listen to the show.
Yes,
he's like
our drunk friends.
STB Nation.
So clearly you listen to the show. Thanks very much. That's good. Yeah, huh? You've heard the show now 2.5 times.
Yes, that's correct.
Are his cans on? You turned his cans
on. Which is more than me. So like, way to be. All right, keep going, Justin. Come on,
Justin.
You guys cut me off.
Barrel
Jesus
through.
Justin.
Barrel through.
All right, as a homebrewer and thief, I completely am on board with the stance of that the number of times you dry hop is simply just a part of the construction of a particular beer and has no real contextual relevance to the drinker. However, as we have seen in the marketplace, breweries are now taking existing and well-known brands with an established recipe and literally doubling the amount of hops used for that particular beer's recipe. Wanted to hear your thoughts on this particular strategy. Should these be marketed as completely different beers? For example, Treehouse's Julius compared to just Julius? Or is branding that beer as a double dry hop beer acceptable? For example, Trillium's double dry hop 4-point.
Man, okay. Are we trying to make rules around this shit?
We are.
Styles don't exist.
No. You make the beer you want to make. Call it what the fuck you want to call it.
Here's what I'll say to that. Agree with you. Agree with you completely. But here's what I'll say to that. I can almost promise you the two cases of example with Julius and double dry hop 4-point, I would bet you those original recipes were, one, not actually having the dry hop completely doubled, because that would be a waste of hops, and both of those brewers are better than that. I think they added more hops, and double dry hops conveys that. But I seriously doubt, because I know both those beers as both versions, and you would just be wasting hops if you doubled the dry hop on Julius.
Is that the typical assertion there, that you've
that,
doubled
that's
it, or that
you've
dry
hopped
twice?
They did. He's saying that they've taken the dry hop on Julius and doubled the dry hop.
And then this other thing is throwing lupulin.
So what I'm saying is,
it's
just
a thing, right?
But that's another hopping, and that's another. Okay. That's why I'm saying the words mean nothing. But what I'm also telling you is, I almost promise you, both of those beers at their core regular IPA level beers have almost three times the hops of any beer you've ever bought that said double dry hopped. These guys are both unique in the business, great at what they do in making wonderful beers, and they're conveying a thing of, it's a hoppier version of this, and they're part of the problem in that when they did that, it meant something to their little groups. Other people saw them selling and started using their terms.
Is this like something that people are saying?
Double dry hopped is on a million beers.
Million.
A lot of your friends have made them.
Yeah, okay.
They write it on the thing, and they say like it means something. What I'm telling you is, and you know, so... If you know the difference between a digital solution and a linear solution, hops are linear. They're not digital. One doesn't double to two.
Sure.
There's only so much saturation you can do. So I'm just telling you, and that, maybe I'm wrong, and JC and Treehouse guys, if I'm wrong, write me, but I totally don't believe JC's taking the amount of hops in dry hop one, doubling it, or even doing it again on dry hop two, because he'd be wasting hops, and he's too smart of a brewer
to do
that. So
as a brewer, I read that as we dry hop this twice.
You and I do.
Right.
Right? But what I'm saying is boats
and I'm
double
like,
dry hop then.
Of course you did.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So you agree with me. Because what I'm like, boat's been double dry hop from day one. If I double dry hop boat, it would need four hoppings.
Isn't the other side that it's a glimpse into the process that you don't ordinarily...
No, I get that, it. But that's a conversation we're having. But what I'm saying is people are now writing the words double dry hop on something they can't possibly mean double dry hop. They're just using it to sell the beer. And it's probably a recipe that already had two dry hops. They're saying, well, we double dry hop this, write it on the label. That's what they're saying.
It's turning into frost brewed. It's turning into some of these other...
So I shouldn't, cold frost shouldn't brewed. Do this.
Yeah.
That's no, you have to.
Coors Light, isn't
it? You've got a business to run. Yeah. You have to do marketing. I'm lucky. I'm the asshole of brewing. Nobody cares that I call it a... When I add a third dry hopping to Dub, I call it third dry hopping, and a bunch of people tell me I've double dry hopped it. Like, no, I've triple dry hopped it.
Splitting hairs.
The third is
it's
a
triple
unique.
It's triple hops.
There's
brewed,
two
like
dry hops
triple,
on
triple
Odo.
Hops. It's three hops.
Oh, is that what I thought it was hop three times?
Right.
Boil.
No, it's three hops. It's three cones.
Three whole cones?
In Miller Lite, yeah.
That's more than I thought was in there.
Yeah. No, triple hop brewed.
All right, well, so there's your answer. Feel free to keep the fucking dry hopping argument going.
No,
thanks,
no, no.
Jay. Thanks for emailing us.
Yeah, thank you, Jay. It is fun. I hope you got your answer, but I'm telling you what
probably
I think.
Not.
And you
I don't
can
hear
ask.
An answer there.
If you'd listened to the other episodes, you'd know I've been complete on this.
Yeah. Brian, if you could just string together all the answers into a special episode the next time we have a holiday coming up that we can't do. Yeah. It's just Augie going off on
double
dry
hopping. There's a whole episode there.
Perfect,
All right, Chief. They come up to, what's the actual name of the town?
It is in West Haverstraw, and even more specifically, Garner Mill.
Is there an easy way without Uber by train, or do you need to
you
train
gotta
Uber?
You got to drive. You definitely got to drive, yeah.
You got to Uber. You got to train Uber.
About 10, 12 miles north of the Tappan Zee Bridge on the west side of the river.
I've been, but I'm always kind of coming down from Westchester.
It's also about 10 miles south of the Bear Mountain Bridge.
Okay.
I want to see folks start at Carton at like noon on a Saturday and just get an Uber caravan up to Gardnerville.
Yeah.
I can promise you...
For
people named Augie have done that, and it did not go well for Chief. He's why are you pouring yourself in my brewery?
You could definitely Uber to us from Tarrytown.
And what are your hours? You stay open pretty late for such a...
We're open Wednesday through Sunday.
But how late?
4 to 8 on the weekdays, 1 to 9 Saturday, 1 to 7 on Sunday.
What are the hours for the Soap Factory? And do you overlap?
I could not say.
Okay, because if I'm coming up, I want to get the Saw the Lady in the Half box to go.
Yeah.
I want some soap.
You got to pre-order that. That's not an off-the-rack
And some,
rack
some electrician's tools.
And the one of the other really interesting businesses that we share a wall with is apparently the country's largest online supplier of karate equipment.
Well, I want that as well.
Karate Depot.
You're going to need the Uber XL
and
to get that in on the way back.
How is that the
equipment.
Last thing we said on the show?
Well, they have like gis the punch.
Were you not a kid?
Shit,
like, if they don't have
stacked
the weird
throwing stars, dude.
Split machine.
Every time I peek in the window, I think
well,
it's
a split machine? Remember
burst
the,
into flames.
Remember the Clint Eastwood pants with the extra kick room in the jeans? Man, I'm picturing a lot of shit from when I was a kid. Are there sea monkeys? If they have sea monkeys, it's everything I've ever seen. In the back of a magazine.
No.
All right.
Mr. Justin, if they want to write us a letter and get yelled at
and
about
why,
double
and
dry
why
hopping,
would you?
Then why would you? But you can do
if
so.
If you're a thief looking to send us a message
at, what is their email address? stillthisbeerpodcast@gmail.com.
Wow.
And all
How
the,
many times does that change?
No, it's the same thing.
We keep having to change it because
we're
getting
terrible
hacked,
marketers. We never say it. And then all of the different Fache Libros, whatever you call
Facebook,
it.
Facebook, Augie will reply. You can leave us a comment on Instagram or on the website.
They untapped. Yeah, people have been engaging us on Untapped. That's
really
fun. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
And hey, guys, thanks. 104. That's two whole years.
Great.
Chief,
crazy.
Thanks for coming back.
Thank
we'll
you
see
so
you
much
in 52 episodes.
Me.
We love you.
Yeah.
Get at us, y'all.
So we're going to do 154.
No, he said get at us, y'all, and then it ends. So that's how it goes.
But we do.